The Albany Common Council is moving ahead with police reform proposals. The George Floyd killing and the rash of national social unrest it ignited led to protests and some violence in Albany in early June. In the days that followed, local businesses boarded up their storefronts, just in case there were more protests. When it seemed that things were calming down, video footage surfaced of an arrest of a young couple in the city's South End. The recording showed events leading up to a confrontation where police allegedly injured a woman's arm. The incident was condemned by the mayor and police chief. The event inspired a peaceful march through the city, co-organized by Lukey Forbes of Albany, who told WAMC,
"The video that is circulating showed where an individual and his girlfriend were kidnapped by the police unjustifiably, where this man tried multiple problem-solving steps to de-escalate the situation. And you watch as no officer intervened to try to de-escalate the situation that was already under control."
The charges against the couple were dropped. Albany Police Department spokesman Steve Smith says the incident remains under investigation. Common Council President Corey Ellis says at least one officer involved is on desk duty for the time being.
Police officers have a tough job. It's really, you know, it's stressful, and sometimes you have to act at a moment notice. But what we are seeing is they're not thinking.
Mayor Kathy Sheehan criticized the police actions, and charges were dropped against those arrested. Common councilors held a press conference outside City Hall announcing a police reform package. Ellis tells WAMC legislators knew there were policy changes needed, and now is the time to do that.
I think what's happened around the country is trying to change people's hearts and get people to see everyone as people. And unfortunately, when these incidents happen, you know, it continues to show that some people are, their heart's not changed yet. They don't know how to deal with people in those tough situations. And that's where, when we talk, sometimes people talk about training, but training can't change a person's heart. We hope that the country, in showing solidarity for the Black Lives Matters movement, will begin to get some people to think differently about how they view their fellow man, because this is what it's about. It's about seeing everyone as you would see your brother or your sister.
Ellis says a package of proposed reforms introduced at Monday night's virtual meeting include asking for subpoena powers for the Albany Community Police Review Board and body cameras for all city police officers. Ellis says the current councilors have been outspoken in standing up for their constituents.
For centuries here in the city of Albany, the common councils have continued to try to evolve, and this council sees itself as an equal branch of government. And so this council is a legislative body, and they're not going to wait to legislate based off of what the mayor says or what the mayor does. Every council member takes their job seriously, and a lot of people don't see the work that is being done. A lot of people don't understand it, a lot of the function of the council. But I can tell you that this council is definitely a council that sees themselves as a co-equal branch of government, and at times will exercise that by the things they do. It's not when people say, oh, they're against the mayor. No, they're not against the mayor. They're doing their job as an equal branch of government. It's called the system of checks and balances. And at times, the legislative branch, which is the city council, will have to check the executive branch. And it's not personal. It's good government.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.